I've talked in the past about how sometimes actors don't talk about auditions they're going to do because you don't get every part you audition for, and then it's awkward when you get asked about it and you have to be like, oh no, I didn't get it. In fact, that happened to me kind of recently. I was invited to audition for a show. I did audition for that show. I did not get cast in that show. And then 10,000 people asked me about it over the past couple of days locally, which was fun, except not that fun. But it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Yeah, I typically tell people when I'm auditioning for stuff if I'm excited about it because, I don't know, I'm just open. And if I don't get cast, yeah, sometimes it's because you just weren't good enough. But oftentimes it really is not a direct reflection on you. There's so many factors, right? It's all humans casting and directing these shows. So it's, are you too tall, which can sometimes be a thing, or are you too young, or are they looking for a non-white actor to play that part, or do they want, their good friend to do it? So there's a million reasons. I typically don't take it personally when I don't get cast. That's not true. I always take it personally when I don't get cast, but I take it personally, and yet also don't take it usually as a reflection on my own acting ability. Anyway, that's not even my point. My point is, there's a thing I'm working on that I wasn't going to talk about because I don't know how it's going to go, but I think I'm gonna, and I probably already referenced it on the show because, again, I'm open and transparent, but I think I'm going to talk about it a little bit, but it's scary. So, scary thing, post theme song.
Your Daily Lex.
I'm attempting to create life using only dead body. No, that's not true. I was just trying to think of what could a scary thing that I'm working on be. But you know, the game stuff has been going well. So I really think I need to build an app. So people who want to play my games can play my games in app form if they so desire. I think it makes sense, right? You can play the New York Times games on the web, but if you're more into it or you want better UI, whatever, you play it in the app because it's more fun that way. I don't know. You don't have to use a web browser tab. You can get notifications from the app. You can switch back and forth to the app and web stuff more easily. I don't know. It feels like I should have an app. Of course, I've never built an iOS app. I've never built an official Mac app. I built Mac apps 1,000 years ago using like true basic that could compile to awkward Mac apps, but I've never really built official Mac platform apps or Apple platform apps. So I asked a couple trusted developer friends, how do I start? Like, I know certain kinds of web development really well. I know various, programming languages. I've never started with any of the things that Apple uses. So I asked a couple trusted friends. I asked my pal Ben. I asked my pal Casey, what do I do? And they both said, have somebody else make it for you. That's the easiest way. And then Ben suggested read Hacking with Swift's guide to developing Swift apps in 100 days or something like that. And I think that's what it's called. 100 days of Swift. Maybe that's what it's called. And 100 days of Swift UI. So I started that and, I've built a couple apps now. Not my game apps, following all the instructions that you go through with these different days of self-led teaching. I'm very impressed with Paul Hudson, who wrote it all. I'm sure many Apple nerds already knew Paul, but I did not. But I'm going through his stuff, and it's really impressive, and it's really helpful. And there's moments, I was texting with Casey yesterday, I'm like, there's moments where I just have absolutely no idea what's going on, but I almost feel like I do. And then there's moments where I really do understand it. And it's, I don't know, it's been bizarre, but, I built a couple of the demo apps and, was very pleased with myself. So that's been fun. And, I don't know, I think I'm still days away, maybe weeks away from even starting work on an official app for my games. And then I have no idea how long it'll take to build said app. The nice thing is I have the game logic kind of already done in different programming languages. And so I get to think about how to adapt it. So yeah, I don't know. It's scary because like, what if I just give up at some point? Like what if it gets too hard and I can't do it? Cause I don't know what I'm doing. So it's a little embarrassing, intimidating, whatever to talk about in case it doesn't work. But, I don't know. I'm feeling optimistic. I'm feeling we're going to get it done. So we'll see. I have no more songs to share with you from a new album because you heard them all. I did realize yesterday that some of the songs I played, I screwed up the audio for you as you heard them. I'm not going to make you listen to them all again, don't worry, but some of them got like weird EQ settings on them because they were set to a track in Logic that had my voice settings instead of just a neutral track so you could hear the songs as intended. But anyway, if you really want to hear the album, you know what to do. Actually, speaking of, I finally found a good trick for Alexa and Siri and stuff. Because as I've talked about, sometimes you can say, you know, play this song by Lex Fridman, and it'll try to play weird tracks attributed to the other guy. But I found that if you just say play song name of mine or album of mine by Lex, and you don't say my last name, then it does the right thing. So I'm just Lex now. I'm Madonna, but Lex.